Iggy News for Friday, September 6th. I'm Ben Thomas. Sentencing postponed in Donald Trump's hush money case. Mike Hempen has details.
Judge Juan Merchan has delayed the sentencing until November 26th, 3 weeks after the presidential election. Sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th. Judge Merchan says he issued the delay so it won't affect the election. He's also weighing a defense request to overturn the verdict on immunity grounds. I'm Mike Hempen.
Trump's accepted the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police and at their convention in North Carolina asked them to
watch for the voter fraud because we win. Without voter fraud, we win so easily.
Earlier in the day, Trump showed up in court as his lawyers pressed federal appeals judges to overturn a $5 million verdict finding him liable for sexual abuse and defamation of writer E. Jean Carroll. They argued it was muddied by improper evidence. Carroll's attorney, Roberta Kaplan, told the court,
Mr. Trump is here today. He was given every opportunity by Judge Kaplan to show up at this trial, and he was even given till 5 o'clock p.m. on the Sunday before closings, and he didn't show. He had every opportunity to take the stand and rebut all this evidence. He did not. He did not put on a single witness.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says a Pakistani man was arrested in Canada this week, accused of plotting a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel. President Biden signed an executive order for federal grants prioritizing projects with labor agreements, wage standards, and benefits.
Too many presidents like my predecessor have looked the other way as companies trample on the rights of workers while cashing in their big government checks, but not anymore.
Yeah! Separation confirmed. Starliner is now backing away from station and starting its return to Earth.
And Boeing's Starliner has left the International Space Station headed back to Earth without its two test pilots. NASA decided it was too risky after thruster failures and helium leaks. This is AP News. Grammy-winning Brazilian musician Sergio Mendes has died. In a 2021 AP interview, he discussed the hit that made him a global legend.
Mas que nada.
Totally in Portuguese. Nobody knows what it means. It's just kind of a sound, but it's a feel-good kind of a song. You know, it's one of those melodies that stay with you forever, everywhere in the world.
The enduring popularity of that melody, he said, surprised him.
40 years later, 2006, I recorded again with the Black Eyed Peas, with Will.i.am, and was a big hit again. So those things, you know, you don't plan it. It happens and you feel very happy about it.
Sergio Mendes was 83. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.